You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Tonight on the Cooligans, we are celebrating Philadelphia, not only for saving the country, but for saving Major League Soccer. And we also get to announce that the Cooligans, we get to vote in the MLS End of Year Awards. Insane.
What is happening? Plus, we talked to Smith Hunter and Mikey Lopez. They're trying to do wonderful things with Next Gen United and Next Gen 5. We talked to them how they want to go into the Athletes Council and all the other great stuff they're doing. That and more today on the Cooligans!
Hi, this is Ashlyn Harris
and Allie Krieger, and you are listening to our best friends and favorite comedians,
the Cooligans, bitch.
Yeah, baby! Wait. Yeah, Biden!
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So many reasons to celebrate. Oh, my goodness. Hopefully, he doesn't want to leave the office, but hopefully this nightmare will be over soon.
Dude, and look, even if y'all hate Biden, I don't care. We got rid of the Flamin' Hot Cheeto in the office, son.
What is good, everybody? Hello. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
And I am Alexis. Thank you, Philadelphia Guerreros.
Okay. And I am Christian. No, thank you, Miami Cubans, Polanco.
Oh, wait. I'm Alexis. I'm not coming to Thanksgiving, Miami Cubans, Guerreros. Also, I got disinvited, but whatever. I didn't want to come anyway.
Yes. We are still your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show that you have ever seen.
That's right. It also happens to be the gulliest, all right? And okay. You know that from the text messages I've been sending my aunts and uncles in South Florida.
Man, it has been we taped before Election Day last week. Yeah. And, we were hopeful. We tried to be as optimistic as possible. I think things went exactly as we kind of expected. We didn't know what the result of the election was going to be. And and finally, over the weekend, we got confirmation. Obviously, some people still think it was an absolute fraud that 80 million people just from the dead arose and voted for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Just shouts to Micah Fox, hilarious comedian, who put, maybe if you didn't kill so many people, not all of them would have voted it from the dead, which was just wonderful. Just
yes. And and we're, look, Philadelphia has a lot of reasons.
This is Philadelphia's weekend. This is the weekend of Philadelphia. Okay. Kevin Hart got to drop a new movie today.
Dude, we all gotta say John and Hughes.
Uh-huh. Okay, Meek Mill just went platinum.
Okay, because yes, the Philadelphia Union, after the impressive victory for Joe Biden, and really coming in clutch, a stoppage time, ballot count. That Philly came through with.
Yep. They sent the keeper. You know?
just send them all. We need a point here.
Yeah.
Yes. And then on top of that, the Philadelphia Union go on and win the Supporters' Shield.
Dude, shouts to Jim Curtin, fan of the show. Okay?
Yes, right.
The homie wore Yeezys on the touchline. You can't find him now.
Can you think about Jim Curtin wore the sneakers of another presidential candidate to win the Supporters' Shield? Unbelievable.
And the only one to have conceded so far.
The only reasonable person that sees the writing on the wall.
Dude, now that I think about it, the coach of the Philadelphia Union wore the sneakers of a presidential candidate that lost, but the city of Philadelphia pick the winner. I mean, it's just too much.
Yo, if Jim Curtin is gonna start rocking the Biden 46s, he got them them new kicks.
They're like Air Monarchs, but they tie up all the way to the top. You know, they're like somehow like high top Air Monarchs.
Yo, they got a pump in there. Okay,
a little section for the Adderall. Oh no, the rumors were right.
I thought it was a pump. Oh. wait, it's a pacemaker. Thanks, no.
A heart monitor. But who cares?
We got it. It's
no
all good.
More years. No more years.
Oh man. So yeah, look, we're obviously a lot happened this weekend because not it was also decision day in Major League Soccer. It was decision day. Election day was decision day.
Yeah,
also.
Yeah. There was finally it was the decision day for the election, which happened a while ago, by the way. We've been sitting here waiting. By the way, Nevada just delivered 15 more votes. So they're counting. Wait. They're gonna get through it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, for a second I was like, oh, did they deliver electoral college votes?
No, ballots.
Okay, cool.
They only got through 15. The buffet opened early on the strip. They got to go do their thing.
But yes, the decision day as well. A bunch of big results. Obviously,
we
finally know the standings for who's going to be in the playoffs. And obviously, real quick, no real surprises. I think the probably Eastern Conference.
If you look overall, though, I think Chicago missing the playoffs, not having lost the match, I think missing the playoffs is a bit of a surprise.
But Inter Miami making it huge, but also the big surprise is Nashville in seventh place and making it into the playoffs. Just like a new team, they didn't even get to go to the MLS's back tournament, didn't even get to be in like any real form. But when during the restart. They really played well. They really have an identity, and they're a fun team to watch. Even though they are the first couple games, it was still like figuring things out. So
they seem to have gelled.
Yes, and the Western Conference, Sporting Kansas City ends up at the top, but the obviously another big surprise is San Jose making it.
Not a surprise. I said 2 years ago they'd win the MLS Cup, and what I meant was that they'd make the playoffs this year. So,
yeah.
You know, sometimes it just takes a little while for your investment to come to, you know what I mean?
Cool. Yeah. You really, you're looking ahead at the portfolio.
I saw it when no one else did. I saw it.
But San Jose, after, they went through a stretch of games where not only were they losing, they were losing like 5-6 goals at a clip, bro. Crazy.
They're basically penny stock investors, you know? Like, when you lose, right? But when you win,
And then, it's the Pelado Almeida, the system, the philosophy
man to man.
It's just one game at a time. We could lose 14-0 in one game, and then we'll win 2-0 in the other. It's all good. Same 3 points. Yeah, we're either winning or losing.
And they're like, "Yo, goal differential is important, huh?" It is. Oh no,
I could care less. No, it's about points per game. He knew it was going to go to points per game, so he had nothing to worry about. Yeah.
He's like, "We all right? It's like Colorado. Look at them. They've only played 7 matches, and somehow they're here."
Yeah. Colorado's in 5th place.
Yeah,
obviously good points per game, but they
18 matches played.
18 matches 18. That they played. So, but they won when they needed to win.
Happened to be less times than everyone else.
But this is the good thing. This is the good thing that there's no, even though they're in 5th place, they're above teams below them that have less points. But they are not, and I'm glad it just worked out this way. But they have more points than every team that didn't make the playoffs. So
they're like,
that,
hey,
it still
chill.
It still feels okay because it's like these other teams had more games and they could not get as many points as Colorado.
And you
had
more L's, so it is what it is.
So,
Christian, speaking of rampant voter fraud.
Speaking of fraudulent ballots.
Yes, speaking of people who shouldn't be allowed to vote.
When we talk about legal ballots and illegal ballots,
you've
seen that in the news a lot, you're going to hear about the latter right now.
Oh, yeah, MLS is like, no, we got some of the other. We got some of these illegal ballots. And we're not talking about the presidential election. Christian and I, everyone sit down, okay? Buckle your seatbelts if you're driving, all right?
AKA the Cooligans.
That's right. We're asked to participate in the MLS Awards votes. That's right. Christian and I are going to vote on who the MVP, the coach of the year, all of these things. What is happening?
Yes, you know, Christian and Alexis, the stand-up comedians, are now voting in the MLS end of year awards.
And we are voting under the umbrella of a media, okay? Which, yes.
I thought that was media for socks in Spanish.
Yeah, because they're like, it sure sucks that you guys are voting for this.
No, but okay. this is crazy. I know we're joking around, but the fact that we also took
it very serious.
Yeah, we did take it very seriously. The fact that we started a soccer podcast, you know, 5 years ago, and literally just two stand-up comedians that were like, let's just talk about soccer, it might be fun, and now we are voting. So these athletes who spend their entire lives focusing and becoming the elite athletes, now
living their dream,
we get to say whether
we're the marionette puppeteers
if they should receive awards or not. Pretty crazy.
Well, Christian and I are the Philadelphia of the MLS voting, because we get to decide whether you're good enough or not.
Exactly. So let's go through the people that we voted for. Let's start, obviously, first, biggest award, the Landon Donovan, former guest of the Cooligans, MVP award.
I voted for Landon Donovan, dude. I mean, it's your name.
You know? You didn't do this correctly, Alexis.
Oh, no.
Who did you vote for MVP?
So you get two, right?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, voting is done by the time you're watching this. So we're not revealing anything we shouldn't be. You get two choices, first and second choice. I picked Diego Rossi from LAFC and Alejandro Pozuelo from Toronto.
Okay. I picked Diego Valeri from a different Diego. I picked Diego Valeri.
Well, the rules are you have to pick a Diego. So, luckily,
and honestly, maybe this will be a surprise to some people. I picked Andre Blake as my second choice. I think Andre Blake.
Not that much of a surprise. He's been amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
For MVP, I don't know, but
important to help him, win the Supporters Shield. But that was my second choice. Defender of the Year.
I picked Anton Tinnerholm. I tried to find Antoine Tinnerholm. He ain't in there. It's this guy named Anton. I hope it's him. And Walker Zimmerman.
Okay, I picked Anton Tinnerholm as well. I picked Mark McKenzie as my second choice.
Great. I almost picked Mark McKenzie, but I think because Nashville had the year they had, a lot of it started and went with because of Walker, so I picked him. But McKenzie, he might appear again in this, you know. MLS Comeback Player of the Year.
BWP.
See, I almost picked BWP, but I went with Florian Vallot.
That's fair. I think BWP.
Two ACLs?
Yes.
Bam. BWP I had proved he's not too old.
I had Florian Vallot as my second choice, but I think the fact that BWP did that well, given not getting re-signed with Red Bull and still doing what he did, and he got a bunch of goals. Okay,
right.
Goalkeeper of the year, I had Andre Blake.
I went Andre Blake and Sean Johnson.
Same here. Newcomer of the year.
Oh, I went Berić and Zeller Ryan.
I went Yimi Chara from Portland, and Junior Urso from Orlando.
Ooh, Junior Urso, I almost picked. Young player of the year.
I put Daryl Dike from Orlando.
Ooh, I went Diego Rossi, obviously, and James Sands.
I think Rossi, it makes sense there, but I think he might get MVP or this award.
If you're MVP, we'll see. You probably should also win this. That's kind of how I voted.
I put Ayo Akinola as my second choice.
Let's coach of the year real quick. I went Jim Curtin, deserves it, and Schmetzer.
I put Jim Curtin and Giovanni Savarese. I think winning the MLS is back tournament was also, even though that's not part of the season.
Yeah, no, I see it.
Yeah, but I think it was very, very important as well. Okay, right. So yeah, obviously there were a couple other things to vote on, but the fact that we got to even participate is an absolute honor. Thank you to everyone who supports the show, because without you caring about our opinion, MLS does not care about our
opinion.
You're
our mail-in.
So coming through in the clubs. All right. We have a lot more today. We have Smith Hunter, Mikey Lopez. So please come right back after this.
Yeah, baby.
Ooh, the magic of television.
Wow.
Whoa.
Come on. Fubo. That's right. We're releasing a mixtape.
Okay. That was super fun. You know, you don't realize how much of a dork you are until you see a compilation of, you know, you on television in those in every introduction that you've done. It's
old
really bad.
Pito Puente head ass.
Obviously, I try to be really uplifting and silly at the top of the show. It gets me kind of in the mood to talk to Alexis Guerreros, you know?
You need it, right? You need a lift, right?
I got it.
But in isolation, you just look like a damn fool. You look like if you were at a bus stop, everyone would be sitting on the other side of the bus stop. You're like, what's the problem? Why is this happening?
Yeah, it needs context, that clip, okay? It was just, but no, shouts to everyone. Fubo, Jason, the editor. Edited that together. Amazing.
He needs a hobby, right? Like, how much time, Jason?
I feel bad. He had to go through all these clips of me dancing.
Maybe he just had them saved and he's like, I'm going to do something with this in case anyone finds it on my desktop.
I think he stole those from my OnlyFans, I'll be honest.
By the way, also, I want to thank, we got an unboxing.
Oh, okay, let's go.
Yeah, but like unboxing and COVID, I got rid of the cardboard box, right? Because I don't want that COVID in my house. So I'm just going to hold it up. You know what I mean? Shouts like, to Panda City.
Like you invited COVID and they overstood their welcome.
COVID, please get off the couch. My wife's going to be here. By the way, Christian, you got one too. It's just still in the bag. I'm not going to open it. But look at this beautiful, beautiful shirt. Panda City Football Club. Shouts to you, Panda City.
Oh, dope. All right, shout out to Panda City. And if you know, if people don't know what Panda is the game, basically the 1v1 where you're trying to nutmeg the other person. There's a bunch of people. I think the most famous person at it right now is the French girl, Lisa Zamouche, I think her name is. Yeah.
She's like the one who destroys souls on the street.
Yeah, I think it's Lisa Freestyle on Instagram, and she is unbelievable. She's so good. She literally will nutmeg anybody. Okay. Yeah. She'll nutmeg a baby with and they have a tiny little gap between
she's so good. Where'd you get a ball so small?
So next up we have Mikey Lopez and Smith Hunter who are campaigning. It's gonna be this is a very political episode.
More voting.
And we'll talk about them trying to be a part of the U.S. Soccer Athletes Council. So come right back after this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the episode. We just want to bring it with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right. Gully Squad out in full force.
That's right. Out. I mean, you mean in full force. We are staying inside.
we are outdoors spreading this disease.
That's what we do, Gully Squad. We cough in everyone's mouths,
but we're spreading gulliness, all right? None of that COVID nonsense.
Nah, dude. We're spreading COVID-69.
Okay. That's the fun one.
Yeah, dude. You didn't think you'd want it in the beginning, but when you get it, you're like, you know what? It's kind of fun.
So, yes, shout out to Gully Squad. And, for people who help support the show, help us put out more content. We've been doing a lot more stuff, especially on live streaming. They've been a part of it as well. We've been doing stuff on Twitch. It's been really, really fun. Even though, we're stuck at home, we can still do some fun stuff and give, you know, whether it's exclusive content, a dope Slack channel. We're still putting out great work, and that's all because of Gully Squad.
Absolutely, and they support us, and we want to make sure that that's we give them back some cool content, and also we want to make sure we find other people that want to come hang out in this Slack channel because so far it is pretty lit. It's pretty awesome.
Exactly. So if you want to join Gully Squad, all you got to do is go to soccercooligans.com and click on the Join Gully Squad button. It's right there on the menu. It's at the top. It is at the bottom. Very visible, easy to find. And it's a great community. And there's also great perks, obviously. The Gully Squad was invited to our birthday party. And how lit was that? I mean, they got to hang out with... Who are some of the folks they got to hang out with, Alexis?
I mean, it was a wild time that I'm kind of forgetting now because I drank so heavily. But we had Sal Volcano of the Impractical Jokers come through.
That's right.
Okay? That's right. The Impractical Jokers.
We had Alexi Lalas come through, who some say is a kind of a clown. Right.
Yeah. See, so he's a less practical joker. He also serenaded us, yeah, right, with a guitar. Ellie Menjem of Derby Days and Copa 90 fame. Zach Valentin, Kyle Martino, Edson Buttle. Yes. I mean,
everybody was there. It was super, super fun. So those are some of the cool perks that come with being in Gully Squad. And we try to give everybody a really fun and unique experience that you may not be able to get everywhere else if you, you know, just a casual soccer fan. So feel free to join. Again, you can subscribe at whatever level and whatever you want to give every month. And there's different, perks for the different levels as well. So make sure, go to soccercooligans.com, click on the Join Gully Squad button, and come aboard.
Toot, toot. All right, baby. And we're back on the Cooligans Living Room FC. And Christian, this is exciting. We have a couple potential candidates on our show, and it's not what you're thinking about.
It's a different election.
That's right.
I would say even more important, to be honest.
To some degree, certainly for the future, you know?
We're absolutely stoked. And not only are our next guest trying to change what American soccer looks like and what we're used to, a welcome change that they're trying to kind of, bring forth. So, I'm thrilled. This is, we had the first time we had someone campaigning on our show was Kyle Martino when he was running for president of U.S. Soccer.
That's right.
And now this is...
And we may have ruined his chances. So best of luck to these two.
It is election season again, and this is what the Cooligans are here for. So Alexis, please introduce our guests.
That's right. So look, the next group is 2 out of 5 folks that have come together, and they're trying to change the Athletes Council. They're trying to change soccer from within. And that's something that I think is beautiful. So unless you're driving, and in fact, if you are, pull over and put your hands together for the only Smith Hunter and Mikey Lopez, everybody.
Hello. How are you doing?
What's up, guys? What's up?
How are y'all?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us, both of you. We know Mikey, and shouts to Mikey Lopez, because Mikey Lopez was one of the first active players that did our podcast when we were absolute nobodies.
Let's go even further. He's one of the first people who played soccer and acknowledged we existed. That was a big shock. He's like, "No, I've heard of you guys," and I'm like, "No."
So we'll forever have a place in our hearts, Mikey Lopez, who's currently playing for the Birmingham Legion. Let's start. We know Mikey, so let's start with Smith. We can get to know you, Smith. Alexis mentioned the Athletes Council and Next Gen United. This is I've never really heard of anything like this. Kind of being put together where young players are trying to have an effect on the federation itself. And you guys are a young group of people. And Smith, you are the youngest, and you are currently at Harvard. You played for the U.S. National Team. You represented the U.S. youth at youth levels. What is this like? Why did you start this? Why did you get into it? I know it's especially for younger people. This is seems like a bigger challenge, bigger ordeal.
Of course, dude, you're already at Harvard. That's hard enough. Plus, you play soccer at an extremely high level, and now you're like, "Yeah, I think I'm gonna run for office." What the hell's wrong with you, Smith?
So I guess we really came together because 2020 is really unique in that we're living through this historical moment in our nation with being in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, and then with the demonstrations being held across the nation against racial injustice in America, which is really sparking those necessary conversations across the nation. So I guess we as a Next Gen 5 really believed, and we came together to, I guess, discuss that in order to meet these current challenges, U.S. soccer needs the 21st century perspectives at the table, and our generation deserves to be heard. So we believe that we need younger voices on the council to make it more representative of its players. And being younger athletes within the system gives us a really valuable perspective that's currently absent in the council. So I guess not only are we stronger together, but as a group, we really look like the generation that we're trying to represent. And more importantly, like the people who play soccer in this country. So we can only bring about change if we work in collaboration to hopefully bring the voice of the next generation to the highest levels of the Federation. So we're really working to be a resource for the current athlete council as younger players who have played within the youth national team system, or Nick Mayhew in his case in the Paralympic national team system. So we're really looking forward to campaigning.
Look at that. Just,
well, you know what?
Part-time AOC over here. This is nuts.
You know what? Interview over. You got my vote. I don't know.
Yeah. Dude, I do. I probably 1/18th of what you are currently doing. And I even like, I got no time to talk to my mom. I can't answer that text. I don't know how you're doing it. This is wild. Shouts to you, Smith.
So let's go to Mikey. I know from that, it's kind of pretty much the same question. I know, Smith is the youngest on of the five. You are the oldest of the five. You and with all due respect, the five,
yeah, no, no.
Oldest, yeah. Being like, what, you know, are you set to retire next year?
No. Yeah. No.
But you have more experience playing at the professional levels, and you've experienced maybe the things that Smith is going through right now. What from your perspective, what is the thing that you're trying to, the experience you're trying to bring, and also wanting to be a part of this, you know, having a lot of influence with what U.S. soccer is going to look like, and you know, being representing the athletes themselves, like, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot to me. Just being a Latino and a first generation Mexican American, being a part of the Federation will bring more representation for kids that look like me and for people that look like Smith. Our group is very diverse. I'm the oldest, and as you said, and Smith is the youngest one. And we have guys, people that are 22, 23 and 5 around there, 25. So we are basically kind of covering the whole spectrum of most athletes in this country. We have the youth people, and then you have MLS guys, homegrown MLS players. We have a Paralympic player, two collegiate players, and then me, who has played in the MLS and the USL, that brings a different type of perspective and different type of experiences to the table. So I think that just in itself is we think it's very beneficial for the council, and just the fact that having a Latino, having a African American, and Asian people on this council will bring more representation for kids, for people around the country, and make them feel like they belong and they have a home within the U.S. Federation.
Now, we didn't know that the Athletes Council was, like, you know, lacking in this much diversity, but we also don't know what the Athletes Council does. So maybe for those of people listening and me, why don't you give us a little bit of a rundown of what exactly sort of the Athletes Council handles, so that everyone knows how important this is, and what is it? What change are you hoping to bring?
Yeah, I mean, so I guess, it brings a lot of change. So go ahead, Smith.
Yeah, Smith, why don't you go for it?
Yeah, so the Athletes Council really, its main goal is to create broader communication between the board and the athletes, and then really express, like, what types of changes we could propose. And, yeah, I guess, Mikey, you can go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, we're basically the bridge between the higher up, the Federation, and the actual athletes. And we are trying to change a lot of the things that is happening within the Federation. And it's just, it could be as small as whenever the kneeling was happening with the national anthem. I'm not saying that that's small, but that's a, like, a one issue, to kind of trying to change the way the pay-to-play format is for the youth academies and clubs. So it varies in many different ways, but yeah, I mean, we're basically just the bridge between the athletes to the federation, to the governing part of the Federation.
I wanted to, and just to mention the other three people involved are obviously Matt Freese, goalkeeper for the Philadelphia Union, Nick Mayhew, who we mentioned before, and Brianna Pinto. And she's obviously an incredibly talented player. I just wanted to point her out because she did play in a qualifier against the Dominican Republic. I am Dominican, and I have not forgiven her for disjointing. She was incredibly dominant. So, yeah, I'm sure her being part of the group is no accident. She's incredibly talented. So we were talking about U.S. Soccer and the Athletes Council. So right now, whenever there's any votes, and we learned this when we were covering the U.S. Soccer presidential election, the Athletes Council has an incredible amount of influence, right? Because I think now they represent 20%. They used to represent like 20% of the entire vote of the voting block, and now it's like 33%. And the Athletes Council, I remember everybody was like, oh, you know, maybe they'll vote for Kyle Martino or something. They wanted a more progressive. A lot of people wanted a progressive candidate, but they voted for Carlos Cordero.
And they voted in a block, which was a huge, huge deal.
Yeah, and it's and look how that turned out, everybody. So as far as that kind of influence, right? And just to be clear, if it's you five that are up, make up the Athletes Council, do you guys have the entire? Do you five decide where the entire block votes, or are you just part of a larger group? Just so I can understand how it all works.
Right. So we'd be a part of a larger group. So we would, if we were all elected, we'd be 5 out of 20. There are currently 10 spots up for re-election, so we're running for 5 of those. Yes.
Okay. And then the vote in itself.
I was going to say, who votes for you to get in? Okay.
So there are certain criteria for eligible athletes to be able to vote. So you either have to have played in an international competition or a game in the last 2 years for U.S. Soccer Federation, or a major world competition in the last 10 years. So that includes a World Cup, CONCACAF, Gold Cup, anything like that.
Okay. And then,
who's voting? It's across all athletes are voting for you or for you guys, or is it like maybe like the captains, or like there's one person per team or something? How does that work? Like, who do you have to campaign to?
All athletes, basically. All the athletes that are eligible to vote that have been part of these teams, we are trying to reach as many as we can and hopefully get all of their votes or as many votes as we can.
Wow.
And the people who usually do well in these camps, is it like more veteran players? Like what you guys are doing must be like shocking even to athletes, right? Like because nobody this young has maybe shown the interest to be a part of the conversation. Like,
and we're talking about Mikey, by the way. It's very veteran.
No, but is that kind of the case where when you tell other athletes, yo, like I'm running for this, can you vote for me? Are they like, really? Are they doing anything like that?
Yeah, I think it's, I think for the most part, not many people know about the Athlete Council. It's kind of, I wouldn't say like disappointing, but like it's sad that not many athletes from the national teams know about it. And I think Brianna's like the only one that has voted in it, and she basically just voted for like the well-known person. She didn't really know the other nominees. She just voted for the people that the names that she recognized. Yeah. So I think we're kind of trying to change that stigma and trying to encourage more young people to get involved and try to just to teach them about the Athlete Council so that they know what they could potentially be a part of, or who they should vote for to represent them within the federation.
But this is like a thing that's common in politics, right? Trying to get young people involved in like the local like city council. They don't care. They want to play Fortnite and Among Us. That's
how do I vote? Can I send you a text? It's like, oh, you can't send me a text.
Yeah, exactly. Though, but it's true. I mean, it's like what's happening right now with the national election. Everyone's trying to get the younger people to vote because the younger people are the future. And and it's the same with us. I mean, we can't have we want to have the older generation to support us, but we also have to get the younger generation to support us because this is their future, and they're the ones that determine where the Federation goes. And we just gotta get them to be more a part of this because they should be a part of it.
Also, Mikey, if I'm not mistaken, you either played with Pirlo or you were the year after, right? You played with Pirlo.
Played.
Okay, come on.
Play with all three of them.
Send him a text.
I know. I'm about to.
Make a campaign video for you guys. It's automatic. You don't even have to try. Smith, go back to study. Whatever genius stuff you're studying for. It's done.
Yeah, if I get all three of them to text about it or tweet about it, oh, it's a wrap.
I'll be at the celebration because it's done.
I want to know, and Smith, we could start with you. The like as far as you know, having a platform is definitely sometimes it can feel like platitudes to be like, I want to change this, I don't want to change that. But like, I'm almost curious in your life directly, like what things that you either are going through or have or went through when you were a little bit younger that you were like, oh, I wish it wasn't like this, that you would like being a part of the Athletes Council would help kind of change.
Right. We talked a lot about this when we were like building our platform and like thinking about our priorities. So from my personal experience, one of the first priorities I presented to the group was to expand access to opportunities for soccer players across the nation. And as a lower income athlete myself, I feel like I have a unique perspective on this, and I'm particularly passionate about this aspect of our platform. So from a young age, I've always had to find ways to fundraise to pay for team fees and attend tournaments. That ultimately allowed for me to be scouted for the youth national teams. And I did everything from selling water bottles on the Seattle waterfront and tying animal balloons and selling boxes of cookies in Pike Place Market. And I have a lot of stories to tell about that, a lot of really good memories. And while I have been fortunate enough to raise enough money to pay my team fees with the support of a lot of people, and I'm extremely grateful for all of my supporters along the way, I guess that being said, I can't even imagine the amount of talent that's out there in the U.S. just waiting to be found. And I guess as a group, we all agree that we all have a shared love of the game, but finances are still a huge barrier for a lot of these young players and their families. And I really believe that this should not be an obstacle for any player in the U.S. So in order for U.S. soccer to produce the very best talent, the Federation needs to reach every crevice of the country to provide playing opportunities to those who cannot otherwise afford them. And then by expanding access for those lower income players, U.S. soccer can expand its player pool at every level while reducing the impact of economic disparities on athletic outcomes. So that's like the main thing I was really, really passionate about.
That's wild. I obviously Christian and I didn't have opportunities for that either. We both come from lower income families and areas. But you know, in New York City, when you're selling stuff on the subway for a basketball team, there's no basketball team. I'm surprised that you were actually doing it for a real soccer team. That's pretty dope, actually. That's kind of cool. And if you haven't been watching, they're trying to change the Athlete Council by getting voted onto it and represent a much more diverse sect of the group of people that play soccer. And I think that's one of the most important things, is that not everyone that plays soccer is exactly represented currently in the Athletes Council. How do you think it's going to be sort of taken by the rest of the Athletes Council if all five of you do get voted in?
it'll be interesting for sure. But I mean, we aren't trying to say that the Athlete Council is doing a bad job. We're just trying to add to it and not subtract. We're not trying to change the whole dynamic of them. We're just trying to add a different perspective and a diverse perspective. And I'm sure that we hope that everyone will be open to it. We'll see what happens. We need to get there first. And once we get there, we'll see what we can do. But like I said, we're just trying to add to it and add more different perspectives and add different ideas than what they have right now. So
I just ask, like, what was the who came up with, and not necessarily who came up with it, but what led to the idea of you being a voting block together, right? This is a rare thing where five people are trying to are basically campaigning and supporting one another, which very much shows a you know, like, it's gotten to a point where we can't fight each other on this because there's nobody, we're never going to progress. So what led to you guys coming together, and then you specifically, specific five, how did that happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think we believe that there's strength in numbers, and knowing that if we have more support, then rather than just trying to try and beat each other out, I mean, we will get more accomplished with a bigger group. And I think that's just it's just the main our main sentiment is just strength in numbers and trying to get everyone on board with the one specific idea or the correct idea to try and make a change.
Yeah, and Smith, I would ask the same thing to you.
Yeah. So I guess all of us came together because we had mutual friends. Matt and I, we both had mutual friends from Harvard. I know Mikey and Brianna have UNC connections, and Nick and Mikey have connections as well. So I guess we all kind of talked separately about how we wanted to bring about change within U.S. soccer, and it kind of just came together in a really nice way. And like Mikey said, we really believe in the strength in numbers, so we wanted to frame our efforts in that way.
Okay.
What has the reaction been like from maybe some of the folks that you've spoken to that you hope will vote for you?
Right. We've started doing a lot of outreach in the past few weeks, like posting announcements on our social media and stuff. And I think so far the reactions have been really positive. We've gotten a lot of support, especially from teammates, whether it be from club or national team, young or old. Well, not old, but like older. But yeah.
Old to you.
Yeah. Grandparents.
Yeah. Yeah. 21. They can buy alcohol.
Yeah.
Hell, ancient, dude.
Yeah. She already thinks I'm old. I'm only 10 years older. So yeah, imagine people at 30.
Yeah, sorry, Smith, I want to talk to you when you're 27 and say, yo, are you old? I didn't see how fast you punch me in the face.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yep. The other thing I was curious about was, Smith, from your perspective, getting to see what the adults are doing, right? When we see the what goes on with U.S. soccer, we saw the kind of the lawsuit and the U.S. women's national team and the pay equity disputes. As a young player hoping to get into these teams and to become a professional, what is does that drive you more to be like, I don't want to deal with that nonsense, so I'm going to fight it right now?
Right. I feel like I've seen a lot of this stuff on the media about the pay equity, and I've also seen a lot of players and teammates like fighting for change within the federation or within the NWSL. So that's really inspired me to really become involved early on so that maybe players that are even younger than me don't have to worry about that in the future. So yeah, it's been really inspiring to see a lot of these women coming together and fighting for changes within the federation and within the NWSL as well.
No, it's great. I think at some point you're already like at the U20 level. We're gonna start seeing like U8s campaigning for the next gen U8. It's gonna be great. They're gonna be like, fuck.
There's not enough drink breaks in the NBA. These kids know what they're doing. When you've actually, you've had opportunities, right, being with the national team at different levels, you've had opportunities to train with some older folks. Like when they're like, yo, Rook, go get the cones, are you also like, okay, I'll do that, but first, listen to my campaign speech. I'm running for office. It's wildly confusing. Has anyone ever taken by surprise? I mean, you carry yourself in a very mature way, and maybe that comes from just being as smart as you are and being able to get into Harvard. But has anyone ever surprised by sort of your I guess, your what's the word I'm looking for?
What, demeanor?
No. By like your ambition. Thank you, production. Ambition.
I don't think anyone's particularly been like super surprised, because I guess particularly my generation is really ambitious, I guess, with like using our voices and things that we don't see right or things that we'd like to change. And then they may see my ambition on the soccer field, or like I would even talk about some of the changes that I wanted to see in the next decade or so, or even like things that I didn't see as right within like the political side of soccer. So I guess they weren't really surprised by that, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. And Mikey, as now that you know, now that this is like part of the your future, what is the? It's almost like what the not the intention, but like the focus now in these next few weeks. The who is each person in the block like? Somebody's focusing on contacting MLS players in their contact list, the youth national, who's texting who? Is that is basically everybody kind of trying to get,
are they like each... Smith, help us with TikTok.
Like, who's responsible for what?
Yeah, I mean, we I guess since we all have like our own the own people that we've played with, we're all kind of trying to contact each of our own different teammates and trying to get them to not only just vote for us or me, but to vote for all five of us.
Yeah.
So that's just, I think that's just what we're trying to do right now. We're trying to get that process, or we already started that process, but trying to prep everyone for the 5th of November and trying to get them to vote for all five of us throughout. I think it's the 18th.
Okay. So, yeah. And just so we can get that information out there to players that might be watching this, how do they vote? What do they do? Tell them exactly what needs to be done.
So
Go ahead.
Sorry. Most eligible athletes actually got an email, I think a week ago or so, about the nomination period opening up. So if you got that, you'll most likely get an email on November 5th talking about the steps and how to vote. I think there's going to be an online portal where you can go in. It takes about 5 minutes, even less than that. So, yeah. So I would say to all the players watching right now, be on the lookout for that on November 5th.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, they need to be, coerced and pushed into this.
Have
you
their
know,
hands held and walk through the process.
No, but, I honestly just want to wish the absolute best for you guys in the campaign. Best of luck. I hope all five of you make it. Thank you for trying to do something positive within U.S. Yeah. Soccer. We've been doing this show, a podcast for 4 years and then a TV show for one. And this has been as Latinos, as people of color. And we're constantly talking about how, we go to like events and all-star things and MLS this and drafts. And it's like, and we're
we
the only people.
The Latinos.
Yeah. Yeah. After a bit of time in this like business, you start seeing like, oh, not many people really look like us. And it's very strange because there's a lot of, Latino last names on the pitch out there. So it's nice to see. So Next Gen United, I believe what's the website, nextgenunited.org, if anybody wants more information. But if you are a player, not a player, if you're a player that's been involved in U.S. soccer, please vote for Smith and Mikey and Matt Fries. I'm Brianna Pinto and Nick Mayhew as well of Next Gen United. So guys, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate
Thank y'all. Thank y'all for the time.
All right. Thank you so much, Mikey Lopez and Smith Hunter.
Amazing.
For joining us. This has been an incredible campaign event on the Cooligans. I feel like, this is election season. So I'm glad we could be the moderators for this.
And we only had to mute your mics once or twice.
The best moderators all election season.
Let's go.
Let's start with Mikey. Mikey, is there anything you want to say before we sign off today?
Yeah, just first of all, just thank y'all for the opportunity and the time to have us on here. And like I said, we're running for diversity and to try and make a better change to the U.S. Federation. And hopefully we all get nominated. If not, we'll continue to push and continue to hope for the best and hopefully our nominations and running will inspire the next generation. So yeah, so just everyone that's eligible to vote for us, all five of us, and hopefully we can represent y'all in the athlete council.
Okay, and Smith, is there any parting words for yourself?
Yes, thank you so much to the Cooligans for having us today. We had a great time, and we really appreciate your support. I just wanted to say that now is the time for all of us to do our part to move U.S. soccer into the 21st century, and we need all athlete support. So anyone who has represented a national team in an international match within the last 2 years or has participated in a major world tournament within the last 10 years is eligible to vote. So we are really devoted to building the best future for the next generation of athletes, and we're excited to work in partnership with the Federation, hopefully to face the 21st century united. So we hope that you will join us.
Okay. Amazing.
So let's say, because they can, if you don't vote for them, you hate the kids.
Do it for the kids. Do it for the kids.
Very clear. So, all right. So again, yeah, best of luck to both of you. NextGenUnited.org. Get more information if you're looking for it. And make sure you follow us at Soccer Cooligans on all social media, at Fubo Sports as well. Subscribe to the Fubo Sports YouTube channel for full episodes of the program. Yeah. All right, everybody. So let us end the show as is tradition, the way we normally do. So for Mikey Lopez, for Smith Hunter, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!